From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. A new report, new details of alleged corruption, and a guilty plea in the scandal involving the United Nations Oil for Food program. An independent commission accuses the program's former director, Benon Sivan, of accepting kickbacks. Meantime today, a former United Nations procurement officer pleaded guilty to charges he accepted bribes. Alexander Yakovlev made his plea after UN Secretary General Kofi Annan lifted his diplomatic immunity from prosecution. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports.
The Oil for Food program was created to provide ordinary Iraqis with food and medicine while Saddam Hussein's regime was isolated by UN sanctions. Paul Volcker, the head of the Independent Inquiry Commission, issued another in a series of interim reports today. It details the results of the commission's investigation into allegations that UN procurement officials accepted kickbacks for helping certain companies get lucrative contracts. At a news conference in New York, Volcker outlined the report's key finding.
It analyzes in detail the illicit activities of Benon Sivan, who was the executive director of the United Nations Office of the Iraq Program. And second, it reviews evidence that a United Nations procurement officer, one Alexander Yakovlev, actively solicited a bribe in connection with the program.
Yakovlev didn't get the oil for food bribe, but he was also accused of taking almost $1 million from contractors and other UN programs. He pleaded guilty today to conspiracy, wire fraud, and money laundering. Sivan's take from the UN food program is alleged to be around $150,000. Sivan's lawyer, Eric Lewis, says his client did nothing wrong, adding that it wouldn't have been worth it to him.
I think it's important to consider why a man who spent 40 years at the UN, who supervised a $64 billion program, would somehow end up taking $160,000, declaring it in plain view on his UN disclosure forms over a period of 4 years. It doesn't make sense. It didn't happen.
Sivan, who comes from Cyprus, had been delaying his retirement from the UN, accepting a $1 a year salary to stay on while the commission completed its investigation. Yesterday, he resigned, accusing Secretary General Kofi Annan of abandoning him in the face of what he called a politically motivated investigation. Paul Volcker said the commission still has some unanswered questions about Kofi Annan's involvement in the program and that of his son, Kojo, who worked for a Swiss company that landed a UN contract in Iraq. He cited a newly discovered email suggesting that Annan and his son met with executives of that company called Cotecna.
The new evidence clearly raises further questions, questions we have not been able to answer to our satisfaction for this report.
Annan's chief of staff, Mark Malik Brown, told reporters later today that the Secretary General and others in his entourage don't remember any such meeting. He said Kofi Annan was disappointed that the unanswered questions should be brought up in this report.
I think it's a pity that this issue was raised in this report. I think it would have been better if this matter could have been left until September and the answers provided at the same time that the questions were raised. And therefore the Secretary General is anxious to get to the closure of this, for final answers to be delivered so that this matter can be cleared up once and for all.
Among the questions that remain is the credibility of Alexander Yakovlev, who's implicated other people in previous testimony before the commission. There are also questions about the involvement of family members of former UN chief Boutros Boutros-Ghali. Paul Volcker said further questions will be dealt with in the next report, expected next month, and the commission's final conclusions, due in October. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Washington.